Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment rollers. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A flat land surface is crucial for people to walk around. For instance, a construction site needs to have a flat land as it will enable the workers to walk easily. At the same time, it will also allow the heavy equipment to move without any hurdles or many hurdles. It has been witnessed that uneven land often causes enormous problems to people moving over it. It also becomes a reason of many accidents happening in that spot. The logic is pretty simple. If you are not able to move easily, you tend to fall down quite often, and being in a construction site, you can't afford to fall every now and then due to uneven surfaces. That is just not acceptable. That is not acceptable in our industry, and which is why the need of rollers to flatten the land is pretty much needed. A construction company can't afford too many accidents or injuries happening on the site just for a lame reason like an uneven roads or paths. It is quite interesting to know that there are different types of heavy equipment to use to roll the roads to make it smooth. At the same time, such equipment are not expensive as other construction machines are. However, if you consider equipment that are used for major road construction projects, the requirement of such machines may differ and the need to execute more advanced ones may arise. There are different types of rollers used to roll the land. Not the quality of every road is the same and therefore is needs different types of rollers on it. Equipment like rammers are used where the compact of soil is less and it can be operated by hand or machine. Rammers are small equipment and therefore need not to be fitted in machines. Many people do it using the hands and avoid fitting it in on some machines. There are a few rammers which are large in size and many weigh in tons. It is basically those rammers that are fitted in machines to operate. Speaking about smooth wheel rollers, there are ideally two types. First one is static, and the second one is vibrating smooth wheel lowers. These rollers are used in soil, which have high proportion of sand, asphalt, gravel, and crushed rock, or crushed rock. They work on soil that does not need more compaction. They work on soil that does not need more compaction and are used for giving finishing layers to the tipping surface of land. Its performance is widely dependent on the kind of drum that is attached to it. Heavily the drum, the more compact or impact it will have on the soil. This roller has one drum at the front and two tires at the rear. The weight of the drums can increase or decrease as per requirements. These kind of machines are also low on maintenance but may have high fuel consumption. It all depends on the kind of activities it is conducting. The vibrating wheel rollers have wheels that vibrate when it begins to roll. These rollers are used where the compaction requires is more and can reach a greater depth. The performance of this roller is far more than that of the conventional ones. Again, we sell Atlas Copco Dynapack rental rollers that we got in our rental fleet. So if you're interested in anything like that, like what we just talked about, give us a jangle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.